5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's good, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And I'm David Slow today.
Ha, you're a little late.
Just a little bit. A lot of El Tráfico. One of the things I fucking hate about LA.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst, bruv.
It's pretty fucking bollocks, bruv. The traffic out here is so stupid, bruv.
You know, surprisingly, on the episode that we did with, When Foodie Calls.
Yeah.
Apparently, our European accents are not as bad as we thought they were. Yeah.
So recently, we went to Universal Studios, and we filmed an episode of When Foodie Calls. And so we were doing all these British accents for Harry Potter World. And we got a handful of compliments saying that the British accents weren't too bad.
You know why? I think it's because we did all these other different dialects.
We did all types.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Well, here's what I try not to mess up on when I'm doing British accents, right? Because the Brits always say that Americans immediately do a posh accent, which is like the, oh, hello, would you like some tea and crumpets? Like,
oh,
the very, the
Mrs.
queen.
Doubtfire.
Yeah, like the queen, right? And so whenever I do a British accent, I try to go for like, all right, bruv, nah, fuck that, bruv. What are you doing, bruv? Like, I'm a fucking battle rapper, bro. Look at your fucking Nikes. They're fucking dirty. Like, I try to do like a fucking, like, I'm a battle rapper from London, right? And then so, but one of the comments I read was that the Harry Potter accent is a posh accent. So it would have been more accurate to do Harry, you know, what are you doing, Harry? You know what I'm saying? Like, more
I refuse, because I'm Jason Statham. I wake up every day and I punch your children in the teeth.
What did I, one time on an episode of Send Foods, I realized that if you mix a British accent with, I think it was a country accent.
A Chinese accent.
No, British accent with a country accent, then you get an Australian accent. No. A Boston British accent is Australian. So if you take a, like, oh, hello, what are you doing today? With some Boston pork chops and applesauce. It's like, what are you doing today? Pork chops and applesauce. Foster's, Australian for beer.
If you want to know what we do for a living, this man just sits here and ponders stupid shit like this all fucking day. And
because,
like,
it's good content, David. So, before we talk about Universal, I have treats for you. Okay,
let's do it.
So, have you ever had a Thai curry puff?
I never have. Let me tell you something. This man used to tell me stories about his mom creating Thai curry puffs and selling them for like 3 cents for some fucking reason.
So my parents, of course, hardworking immigrant parents, you know what I'm saying? My mom has these curry puffs, she does, and a Thai curry puff is like almost if you could imagine like an empanada or a samosa, but she puts Thai chicken curry on the inside. It's like potato, chicken, curry, and it's like, and I remember growing up, my parents would get orders for like hundreds of these before we even had the restaurant. It was like a little side business they would do. And just be my parents rolling out dough every day, making the curry.
Oh, play my violin. Go ahead.
Just like my poor immigrant parents working their fingers to the bone. Blood, sweat, and tears falling into the curry bowl. And then they would sell them, you know? And when we got the restaurant, we would also make them and sell them on a little table, like, I think every, I don't know, Sunday or something like that. It was like curry day and the curry puff day, and we'd have boxes of them. People would come buy them up, buy the bunches. But they would sell them for so cheap, bro, like 50 cents each or something like that. And I used to tell them all the time, y'all got to charge more for this shit, bro.
Aren't they losing money at that point? 50 cents each, they're probably losing money.
You know how parents get very like, oh, but it's all of our friends buying them. And it's like, guys, you literally go to a food truck and it's $4 for one taco now. You know what I'm saying?
You could do at least a buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Cover your cost a bit. They're just like, Tim, we have to give up the house. It's like, because you suck at pricing curry puffs. That's why.
But lucky for you, my mom made a whole bunch of curry puffs for me and Shia yesterday, and it's too much for us. So I brought you some to try out.
Oh. Bring it to me now.
It's not going to taste fresh, of course. I threw them in the air fryer.
It does not matter.
Yes.
We can imagine. I have done a food show, the show fucking the best leftovers ever.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything was fresh when I ate it. So I can imagine what it's going to taste like when it's perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, you're in for a treat, my guy. And you know what? I didn't. People requested. Some people were like, you guys should eat on Dudes Behind the Foods. And other people were like, no, please. I listen to this on my way to work. I don't want to hear a mukbang. A little ASMR. All right. Let me grab it.
Curry puffs. Everybody, every culture has a little bit of different types of puffs.
Yeah.
There's the samosa, like you said, which, by the way, if you guys have not been, and then, you know what? I'm going to start requesting a few restaurants, or requesting a freaking, recommending a few restaurants that I go to. This is a dope spot in Arcadia called Banu. Best Indian spot in LA. Suck my nuts if you think otherwise. And the cutest thing that they do, every time you leave, they go, see you tomorrow.
Aww.
I'm like, cool, I'm not coming, but that's sweet.
That's adorable.
That's like the best thing than saying see you again. It's, hey, see you tomorrow. I'm like, freaking cute as shit, dude.
There's this a resort I went to in Mexico with Chia one time, one of these all expenses, one of these, what do you call them?
Resorts?
Well, you know, when it's like all the, you pay.
All-inclusive.
All-inclusive, right. And every time, instead of saying you're welcome, whenever you say thank you, they go, it's a pleasure.
Oh.
It's a pleasure. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, that's cute. Go get, give me some new towels. All right, so.
Here's 5 cents. Feed your family.
So here is a curry puff. I already ate half of one, but get you a flavor, David. So.
I smell the curry.
Flaky on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and potato and curry on the inside.
A little sweet.
Little sweet. My mom likes to have them in the morning with a little bit of coffee.
Well, see, you can't have this for me around the house. I'll eat this all day.
Mm-hmm.
It would just be sitting there, eat, walk away, eat another one, eat another one.
Sometimes I eat them cold, like pizza.
Okay. Let's talk about that shit.
Hmm.
Are you one of those fucking cold pizza motherfuckers?
Yes, I love it.
Are you? Okay, so at church, there's this dude named James Kim. This fucking loser. Would buy a whole box of Costco pizza,
mm-hmm.
throw it in the fridge,
uh-huh.
and then eat it tomorrow, yeah. the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't eat a fresh slice. He'd be like, it's not ready yet. Throw it in the fucking fridge in front of my face. And he says, I'm not eating this. I'm eating this tomorrow. What the fuck is that?
Okay, that's a little weird. I would buy a whole pizza. I would get a couple slices fresh, hot, cheesy, gooey. But when that motherfucker goes in the fridge, the other half of it, like, I might warm up some pieces here and there, but for breakfast, I'm having a cold slice of pizza.
Why?
It's delicious.
In what fucking way, you piece of shit? I am so mad right now.
It's just,
I don't understand why people do that.
I tell you, I kick it up next level, my guy.
So, I throw it in the garbage can. I swish it around.
I slam it on the concrete. next level, dog. I like cold fried chicken sometimes out of the fridge.
Hey, so this is the last episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. What in the fuck? Why would you like... Cold fried chicken is literally the worst thing on earth.
I don't know about that.
I would kiss a Fung Bro in the mouth before I ever do that. Shout outs to the Fang Bros.
I like cold fried chicken, and let me tell you this. I think it's because, okay, maybe it might have something to do with just I was home alone a lot as a kid.
Hold on a second.
When my parents had to work two jobs and I would be home as a kid. Sometimes you're like, fuck it, I don't feel like warming this up. I'm just going to eat it. And cold pizza, cold chicken. And I tell you what else. When I was a server at California Pizza Kitchen, you would have to order your food before your shift was over because the cooks, you know, by the time your shift was over, all the chefs and cooks, they'd be going home too, right?
Mm.
So if you're closing, you got to order your food before you're done. So you order your food and the food's ready. You still have like a fucking hour to go sometimes because your tables, right? I developed a taste for cold pasta.
I hate you. But why would you eat? Okay, you know what? Cold pasta, I kind of lightweight fuck with it. Like, because it absorbs all the sauce or whatever. Cold fried chicken. if I had my last meal in prison, right, and they gave me a plate of cold fried chicken before I hit the electric chair, mm-hmm. I'd kill myself first before I eat that chicken. That cold fried chicken, or even like microwave fried chicken, I hate it. Because it's so soggy and the skin gets all fucking droopy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, okay, it depends on your my mood for me. Because sometimes when I'm warming up chicken, I'll throw it in the air fryer, fry it up, crisp it up a bit. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I think it's time for some soggy fried chicken.
Why,
and
man?
I'll put it in the microwave.
Let me tell you something. If you eat soggy fried chicken, you eat ass before you eat pussy. That's what it is. So just, no pussy for me. Just go straight to the butthole.
I'm telling you now, it's depending on my mood. Sometimes I'll eat ass. Sometimes I'll eat the cooch. And it all depends on my mood for that day.
I don't understand the soggy fried chicken, though. It's like the worst experience ever.
I'll explain it to you like this, right? You don't like KFC, though.
Well, that's only because I got food poisoning from it.
Right.
And I threw up so much. But let me tell you something. After, I looked fantastic.
Isn't that the best?
Dude, I lost like 25 pounds.
Oh, diarrhea is the worst. But after like a diarrhea day, I'm in the mirror like, holy shit, I look amazing.
This is the worst message to give out to people. Dog, when I feel like shit about myself, I eat a whole big meal and I take my finger and stick it down my throat. Destroy my teeth. And I'm like, you know what? You look great, dude.
Holy shit, I look amazing. I look so good.
I knew I had it right.
But I'll tell you this, KFC, right? So KFC,
the worst fried chicken ever. Nah, I wouldn't say that. It's because I threw up. That's why I say that.
I like KFC. You know, of course, I like it second to Church's and like third. And I like it third to. I like it behind Popeyes and Church's, okay? Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, KFC, their original recipe with the 11 herbs and spices, not even the crunchy shit, their original, which a lot of people shit on, I like it because it's different than just fried chicken, and it's already kind of soggy. So that's why I think I'll warm up the original recipe in the microwave.
Everything that I hate about KFC is what you like about it. And they're like, oh, how many different spices do they have? 468 or something?
11 herbs and spices, David.
Well, they suck. How about that?
Wow.
I heard they have it like in a vault somewhere. Like it's actually protected.
Hmm.
And it's not like people can't figure it out.
Maybe they can't.
It's like white pepper, black pepper,
brown pepper.
Brown pepper, red pepper, yellow pepper.
It's just a bunch of pepper.
Different pepper. It's not even that, but yeah, I heard they have it like locked in a vault or some shit like that, which I'm kind of like thoroughly surprised because I don't even think it's that special. If you are in LA though, and you don't like Church's chicken, idiot, and you don't like Popeyes, moron, you could also try this joint called Louisiana Fried Chicken.
Oh, Louisiana, fire.
And the only time you can get that shit is in the daytime in the hood. Because if you go late at night, it's a little... So there's Chinese food, mm-hmm. and then next to that is bulletproof glass and the most delicious fried chicken you'll ever have.
Yeah, you know, people always say Church's is in the hood, but like Louisiana... Louisiana, it's always a little shaky, you know what I'm saying?
A little shaky.
The Louisiana by my house in Paramount was right on Artesia, right on where the 91 was, and that area was right next to a hotel, like a Motel 6, where it's like for sure prostitution and drugs, drug deals were going on, and that Louisiana right there, it's like, yeah, I definitely just wouldn't be chilling over there. For no reason.
The first time I ever got approached by a prostitute was mm-hmm. in front of a Louisiana Fried Chicken, and I didn't know what was I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. 'Cause I don't expect a prostitute to just come up to me. And this is when I first came to LA. Don't know what the fuck is going on. Mm. But Joe Jitsukawa, mm-hmm. he's the one that introduced me to Louisiana Fried Chicken. And then after I ate it, I went back again. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the phrase like you're looking for a good time. It wasn't that obvious. But I didn't know what was going on, and a friend had to tell me. And this fool was like, yeah, she's a prostitute. She's trying to see if, you know, you're down. And I'm like, welcome to LA, David. So
I've told you my Vegas prostitute story.
Maybe.
I mean, for sure, if you are a longtime subscriber of mine, you've heard this story a million times. But you're going to hear it one more time after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
Okay, so welcome back. And if you've heard this story before, fuck y'all. You're gonna listen to it again. So, me and the boys, PD Flo, Super Ego, Ricky Shucks, we're all in Vegas, right? This time we were all single and we were like, we have to hook up with women in Vegas. And there were a couple almost situations. Long story short, it was our last night. No one had got any ass in Vegas yet. And we're like, what the fuck? This is Vegas.
How old were you? How much money did you have?
We were probably 21. Broke as shit. And that ties into the story. And I'll tell you right now. Because we also... Okay, well, I'll get into this other side story then, because me and PD Flo, y'all heard this on the podcast, on No Chaser, like literally 2 weeks ago, so I'll just go straight to the prostitute story. So last night, I'm determined, I'm like, man, no, I'm getting a girl tonight. So I'm like in the casino, just kind of like got my eyes, got my like my wolf hunting instincts, right, looking everywhere. I see the prettiest Asian girl playing slots by herself.
Ooh.
I'm like, I'm gonna go talk to her. So I see her, I'm like working up my nerve, I go up to her, I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's just playing her slot. She's like, hey.
I can never do what you do. Absolutely not. I refuse. I can't do that. I'll have a heart attack before I do that.
For me, when I was younger, it was like a fun thing. It was almost like a game. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if this works type thing, you know?
I have to be drunk and it has to be in a loud setting. So if I go, how are you? She goes, what? I go, never mind.
And you run away.
And I run away. I tried. I tried, everybody. I tried.
You saw me do it.
Yeah.
So I go up to her and I'm like,
she wanted this dick so bad.
And then, and you know what? That bitch breath stank. I just ran away. So I'm talking to her and I'm just making conversation. I'm like, so, I said something stupid though. And I was like, yeah, you winning any money or something, like some just like real basic shit, right?
Your parents also Asian or
how long you been Asian for? So
hello.
So I'm like, I mean, what are you doing later? You want to hang out or something? She's like, okay. And I was like, oh, all right. I was like, okay, well, yeah, like if you want to hang out, like, you know, I got some like just alcohol in the room, you come kick it in the room. She's like, okay, get my number. I was like, oh wow, sure. So I got, or she got my number. She got my number. And then I'm like, all right, sweet. Well, I'll see you later. She's like, okay. So go up to my room. with all the boys. And mind you, we're broke as shit. So it's it's four of us in one room.
Oh, no. It's the one with the AC that barely works.
Well, it was at the Luxor, and there was a hot tub in the room.
Oh, okay. So you, okay.
So
okay.
We put our money together and got this one room, right? But the rooms at the Luxor aren't expensive, you know? So I'm like, boys, I have arrived. I did it. Put the plan into action, and I execute it. Got a girl coming to the room later, and they're like, no. I'm like, yes. So now it's like a couple hours going by. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Is she going to flake on me? And finally, she calls me. And she calls me, and she's like, hey, you still want to hang out? I'm like, yeah. She goes, you're going to take care of me, right? I'm like, girl, of course I'll take care of you. What you mean? Of course. She's like, okay, cool. I'll see you. What room are you in? Blah, blah, blah. I'll tell her room number. I hang up. And I'm like, all right, she's coming through. And the guys are like, yes. I'm like, oh, but she said something kind of weird. She said, am I going to take care of her? And they're like, what the fuck?
No way.
And then I'm like, oh my God, what if she's a prostitute? And everyone's like, eyes light up. They're like, holy shit. Because we've never experienced no shit like this. You know, this is our like 21 trip in Vegas, you know? So I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so what are we going to do? Whatever, whatever. So I go down downstairs to meet her at the elevator, and she's with two homies, and they're like, all right, we'll see you later. I'm like, okay. So go upstairs, and she comes into the room. Now, mind you, us being fucking dumbass young guys, I don't know why everyone stayed in the room. Everyone was still in the room. Like, literally, when we walked in, Eric and Petey Flo were in the hot tub. We're in the hot tub with bubbles. Eric had like bubbles on his head. He might have even had like a little bubble beard.
First of all, what the fuck? First, your friends are the worst. Fuck these guys, all right? These are great people, by the way. I'm just saying, in that situation, what the fuck, guys?
We were dumb. We were dumb. And I didn't think to be like, hey, guys, get the fuck out of here, you know? So I pull her off to the little corner where we had the fridge and the drinks. I'm like, all right, you want a drink?
The bubble hat?
Yes, dog.
The bubble beard? Yes. I'm Santa Claus!
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
So I'm like, would you like a drink? She's like, yeah, sure. So we go in there. I make her a little drink with fucking, like, I don't know, dog, Smirnoff apple vodka or some shit, right?
She already knew it was going to be a bad time.
Oh, so I'm like, hey, well, before we start hanging out, can I ask you something? She's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, are you here because, you know, you want to hang out, or are you, like, looking to get, you know, like, compensated? And she's kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm an entertainer. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay. And then so I'm like, okay, well, how much? Just out of curiosity, right? And she's like, oh, hold on. No, we don't talk like that. She's like, okay, well, here, let's do this. How much do you have? And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, you know, we got this room with the hot tub and we got all this alcohol. So nothing.
Oh my God, dude.
So
this is a nightmare.
So she nods and she's like, okay, well, it was nice meeting you.
Papa's gonna be mad.
Yeah, right.
And Papa's gonna come in and kill all of you.
She's like, I need to go. I'm like, all right, cool. So I walk her. I'm like, oh, I'll walk you out. So she's like, oh, well, that's nice of you. So I walk her out, and after she kind of exits, I'm walking by the boys, of course, in the fucking hot tub with the bubble beard. And I'm like, she's a prostitute. Everyone's like, oh, shit. So I open the door. I'm walking to the elevator. And Rick is so excited. He's never seen a prostitute in real life before. And Rick runs out. He's like, yo, prostitutes are the shit.
Oh, my God, dude. And he has a bubble beard, too.
No, Rick wasn't in the hot tub. But and then she's like, oh, okay, well, that was nice, but like being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And then so fast forward years later, and I didn't learn this until Rick told me this. Rick ended up, I forget the details, but Rick met some guy, was like with some guy in Vegas, and he's like, yeah, you know what's funny is your boy Tim tried to get one of my girls one time when you guys were in Vegas.
That's like, hella funny.
He was her fucking pimp, and Rick had run into her years later at some other event or some shit.
What the fuck?
And the guy knew me when he brought the girl to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, dog, why didn't you say something? I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
That's hella funny. You know what I would have done? I would have been like, hold on. I have $2. I'm going to go to a slot. And then We'll see what happens later. Just wait here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's see what I can win. And then if not, what can I get for $2?
What if I'll just take my pinky and I'll touch the tip of your penis in the pee hole and I'll go whoop and that's it. You're fucking nuts. What if they came in and started slapping you up?
I mean, how was I supposed to know?
You were poor, probably in a fucking Sean John tracksuit, walking up to this hot girl.
Well, now I know. If you're in Vegas and it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and there's a pretty girl at the slot machines by herself, 9 times out of 10, bruh, that's a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah.
That's because if I walked up to that girl as a joke and been like, what are you doing? She goes, you looking for a good time? I'm like, you're clearly a prostitute. I'm fucking ugly. And I just would have walked the fuck away. Nice try, lady.
You never know, man.
I can't. I don't know, man. Well, the fact that you even had the gall to walk up to somebody with $0 in your pocket is amazing to me.
Well, back in the day, you know, let's say mind you, I was 21. And back in the day, it's like, when I was approaching girls, it was just off of charm. Well, I'll tell you what, David, so I'm glad you enjoyed these curry puffs.
I can't stop eating the fucking curry puffs. They're so good.
Because I have another treat for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. Hold on a second here.
Tim, why, dude?
I have a treat.
Hold on a second, dude. We're going to end the podcast here. Because at this point... Did you literally just do this on Amazon or something? What the fuck?
No, they sent this to me.
Who, Kraft Singles?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking lying to me right now.
So if you guys listened to a previous episode of Dudes Behind the Foods, I brought up a snack that my mom loves, which is bananas with Kraft Singles. And I said that I kicked it up a notch and put the banana and the Kraft Single on a Dorito chip. I was tweeting about it one day, and Kraft made a little shirt for me with the snack. And David, hand me your plate.
No.
I'm going to make you one.
No.
I'm
not going to eat. This is disgusting. Listen, I've eaten some weird shit in my life. Tim, you actually brought it. You're for reals.
ASMR for you. You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this, David. So, because look, this is from the mind of my mother, whose palate
don't put this on your mom.
Whose palate is perfect.
Don't put this on your mom. Your mother's a fantastic person.
She's a fantastic person, and
she deserves a better son.
She's a culinary genius.
This only happened out of pure necessity because your parents were selling puffs for 12 cents. And this is the only thing they could afford.
This is going to be so great. You're going to love it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you to try this.
How? And why?
So.
I can't believe Kraft Singles heard this story and then sent you a shirt.
They were so proud. They sent me this shirt a long time ago. This is actually my first time ever wearing it because I didn't want to give anyone free promo. All right. Let's see. Here's a Dorito chip. Don't worry. My hands are sanitized.
Oh, it doesn't matter. At this point.
The Kraft Single.
By the way, I don't hate Kraft Singles. Kraft Singles on a cheeseburger is a must. I don't ever use cheddar. I don't use any fancy cheese on a fucking burger. I always use Kraft Singles, hands down. Oh my God, there's so much. It's so much, Tim.
What do you mean?
That's so much Kraft Single.
You like Kraft Singles.
Not like this.
Get your banana slice here.
Oh my God, that's so much.
No, you have to get a little bit of everything.
This, so by the way, in the Vegas story, he forgot to tell you he tried to serve this girl one of these as an hors d'oeuvre. before he thought they were gonna fuck, he was like, "Yo, my lady, would you like some hors d'oeuvres?"
And she was like, "I was about to suck and fuck your brains out for free, but now that I've tasted this, I'm out." Let me make one more extra just in case you love it. Here, there's one with less cheese and less banana.
Tim, yes. What is this?
David. Imagine this is like a charcuterie board, dude.
This is the pinnacle of hood food.
All right, here you go, man.
Am I eating this?
Yes, you're eating it.
Get that shit out of the camera, dude. That's fucking disgusting.
All right. Here you are. Here you are, David. I'm so excited for you to try one of these. Yes, here, get the little one. It's cool. Okay.
I love Kraft singles.
I'll do it with you.
Bananas are not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos, mm-hmm. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Together, what the fuck?
You're about to experience it right now. Okay, one, two, three. Chew it up. Amazing. That's great. That's great.
Listen. You know what the funny thing is? It tastes like, there's no adjective for the word. You know what it tastes like?
Hmm.
It tastes like why. Don't you eat another one, you stupid son of a bitch.
Man. It's been a long time without you, my friend. Tell you all about when I eat you again.
Why? It tastes like why. It tastes like a question.
You got the sweet. You got the salty. You got the soft. You got the crunch. It's the perfect bite.
Did you just say it's the perfect bite? I'll punch you in your mouth right now. It tastes like why. Listen, it's not all those things. It's not like it's wretched. But there's no way you would eat that and be like, molto buono. Like you start speaking Italian. This is delish. It's just, it is what it is.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Here, try this then. Just the banana and the cheese.
No.
I was reading a lot of comments that bananas and cheese is a thing in like whatever different countries.
In the garbage cans of the slums.
Wow, you just insulted so many countries, bro.
I could give a fuck.
Well.
Explain what's going on with the Kraft single and the banana then. The soft with the other soft.
Here. I'm just going to let you try it for yourself.
God damn it.
I'm just gonna let you try this out.
Do you prefer it with just cheese and banana?
That's just what my mom used to do. I just felt like it needed a little crunch. So that's why I added the Dorito.
I like how this fool put it on a spoon like it's a fancy hors d'oeuvre. Yo, fuck this guy, dog. This is stupid.
In honor of my mother. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You love it. You love it, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It needs a Dorito. it needs a Dorito. That was substantially worse than without the Dorito.
All right, guys. So... Go. Here's your mission. Go try this at home. Let us know if you liked it or didn't like it, all right? And then during this break, go make your little snack of bananas, cheese, and Doritos and let us know how you feel.
Why? I had these delicious curry puffs, and then you gave me that abomination. Hold on. Did you say some people in your comments said that they enjoyed it?
No. Yes. I've had people in the past, because I put it in vlogs before, be like, oh. But it was people in the comments saying that bananas and cheese is actually a thing where they come from.
They are lying to you.
You've never heard of just fruit and cheese?
Okay. I've had a charcuterie board,
uh-huh.
Right? You got a little berry,
mm-hmm.
a little nuts,
mm-hmm.
a little fancy cheese.
Uh-huh.
Bibbidi bobbidi boop.
Mm-hmm.
That is no.
This is literally exactly what goes on a charcuterie board. You have your cracker. You have your cheese. You have your little bit of fruit. Same jit, my guy.
But the selection matters.
I think you're just bougie now.
Oh, I am not. You shut the fuck up. That is not what it is. The Dorito, by the way, if you guys are going to try this, the Dorito is necessary. Don't do it without the Dorito. Because the Kraft Singles Dorito tastes like, you know, artificial cheese and artificial cheese, which is great. Mm-hmm. I like artificial cheese.
Yeah.
The banana's weird.
See the balance. My mom would literally bite banana and bite cheese.
The lovely ladies out there said it's pregnant women food. That's exactly what it is. It's like those weird cravings that you have. And you're just like, what is this? I want pickle juice and a fart in my mouth.
And what's more beautiful than pregnancy, David So?
You are an idiot. Why? What made you do this?
What made me do this?
No, what, out of nowhere, you're just like, Dorito.
Well, because it needs texture. Because I have a very refined palate, David So.
You have made some very odd choices in your life.
And guess what? They always work.
I'll tell you this. I think I've said this before multiple times. There are a lot of people in this world who try so hard to be weird, right? This man, effortless. This man is so fucking effortless. The things he does, you would literally think people would do this for camera. This is not for camera. This is him.
No.
All the time.
This is just...
all times, this is him.
I tell you what, people really try to appropriate weird nowadays. I have been authentically weird my entire life, but why people don't notice is because I'm cool too, but which kind of gives me the free. So when people find out the weird shit, they're like, "Where does this come from?" But you guys, I'm pretty fucking weird.
Duck. You see, if any of you ever get the pleasure, which you probably won't, of getting to know his wife. His wife is a fucking weirdo, dude.
She's also very strange. She's
very, very strange. Like, you see this very pristine, well-put-together woman on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Which she is.
Yeah.
Right? But there's this just very odd side to her that you just don't expect. I'm like, you're fucking weird, too.
Gia is probably one of the quirkiest women I've ever met. That's why I married her.
One of the funniest videos that you guys would ever, for me anyways, is, have you ever heard somebody on a sketch trying to sing goofy, like just really weird, and it's funny, right? Chia just sings like that naturally. There's a clip of this fool in one of his vlogs. He just comes into the bathroom while she's showering, and she's singing some random song,
Little Mermaid,
and it sounds like she's singing as if she's performing to camera.
Yeah,
but that's just how she fucking sings.
It's just for her.
La 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 la. It's like, first of all, she's not even trying to be on key at this point.
No,
she's
no.
saying the words.
The funniest part that always sticks out to me when she sings that shit is she's singing Under the Sea, mm-hmm. and there's one part where she's like, "You dream about going up there, somebody else, whatever." And she's and she is going, "You dream about going up, yeah." She's always doing that. So I heard her singing this shit loud in the shower, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta get this on camera."
It's the way that she sings is literally the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, mm-hmm. you don't have to sing it like that. You clearly don't have to. But she has so much fun like that.
And that's why I fell in love. And I tell you what, after 3 years of marriage of that, I hate it now. Just kidding. I can't stand it.
Oh, you just hear a stim? Shut the fuck up!
I'm like, God damn it!
You are off key! You fucking bitch.
But she's the best. Oh, and speaking of my marriage, have you ever had Eritrean food? Oh, yes, you have.
First time it was with you guys.
Yes, East African food is something I got to try through my wife and her family. I had never had it until we got married. So, like, you know, Eritrean / Ethiopian food. If you've never had it, it's pretty fucking fire. They put a whole bunch. They got this flat, almost like a spongy sourdough tortilla.
If you have like that trypophobia shit too, it's kind of rough. Like,
yeah, because it has a bunch of holes in it.
I just move past it and I just wrap it up in the other stuff and it's delicious.
I'm surprised Chia, you know, isn't bothered by it because she also gets very tryptophobic about, like, you know, she hates trypto people. No, she when she sees the holes and shit, it bugs her too. But you know, she grew up on it, so it's like, you know, and then they put like some meat in the middle, almost like a sauced up beef or whatever, and the veggies, and it's a lot of what's that shit? It's a bean. Lentils.
Lentils.
Yeah, it's not a bean, it's a lentil. And it's a lot of like veggies and meaty stuff, and they rip a little piece of the injera bread off, and they scoop it up with their fingers, and it's fucking bomb.
She is very good at portion controlling her food, which I've never seen somebody portion control as good as her, right? It's not even like she's portion controlling because she's trying to watch her figure.
Yeah.
She doesn't like the feeling of being excessively full.
Yeah.
So when she's content, she'll do something amazing. She'll stop.
Yeah.
Even no matter how good the food is, she'll just be like, I am done.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we ate together was we ate sugarfish in the front, and she was watching me eat, and she looked me directly in my eyes and said, you are disgusting. It was like one of the most offensive things I've ever heard anybody say to me. As I was eating, like her watching me eat, she was disgusted.
Well, it was funny because David was like halfway through his meal, and he's like, oh, this is way too much food. Yeah, I'm full. I'm gonna have to take this home. This is way too much. And then by the end of our conversation, he had finished it.
I was like, I'm gonna power through this.
That's why Chi was like, why do you do that? And I think that is probably one of the most difficult things, right? For people like you and me who love food so much, right? It's like when it's there and you know it's never gonna taste as good as it does right now, it's like, I have to. Mm-hmm. How can I not?
And it's sushi.
Oh yeah. You know what I started doing? If you have leftover sushi, because you know sushi in the fridge, it's trash. You don't want to leave it out all day because then it's like, ugh, do I still want to eat this like you know this raw fish that's been out? I started after I put my leftover sushi in the fridge, air fryer the next day for like a few minutes.
And some Japanese fucking sushi chef is crying right now.
He's like, oh,
you cook my fish? We could do this. We're Asian, right?
Yeah, we're allowed, goddammit.
Yeah, you cook my fish. And he just fucking goes at himself. What the fuck, man? That's actually, you know what? That's just not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not bad. It crisps up the rice. It cooks the fish. And now
she eats so little. I thought Veda was going to come out as a fetus after 9 months. It got to the point where she would like message me, and she's like, you know what I did today, David? I ate a whole sausage egg McMuffin. I'm like, holy shit, what do you mean? This is the first time you finished the fucking sausage egg McMuffin?
She would always eat half of it.
It's because her fucking child was pulling at the umbilical cord. Please, I need more food.
So we were making fun of Chia a lot because, you know, she just had, you know, like you said, right? She just doesn't eat a lot. And then so when she was pregnant, I used to tell her, like, babe, you got to eat more, man. Like, You got a whole ass living being in there. And then one day she like forced herself to eat her whole McDonald's meal, her egg McMuffin and her hash brown, and she was like, "Oh my god, I could throw up." And then, you know, like, you know, our baby was perfectly healthy, but our baby was small. So like even like the doctor was like, "Okay, yeah, just make sure, you know, you make sure you're eating."
Could you eat something? Anything? And she goes, I did. And she brought a little pistachio.
Our baby Veda was in the womb with a little cup like against the jail cell bars. Clink, 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 clink. Please, can I have some more?
Our baby Veda came out the vagina and she was like this. Food.
The little sign language.
She just did this. Food. Like, I think this baby's asking for food. I've never seen this in my whole years of doing the medicine. Playing food, please. Fucking spoke right out the fucking womb. I'm hungry.
She was so skinny, she just crawled out. Crawled out of the little crevice.
Please, somebody feed me. I need a curry puff. I need a Dorito and a cheese dip. I don't know why your child's Miss Swan.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my child's a really thick accent. Oh.
Vader's the fucking cute. The fucking video you put up of her giving you broccoli.
Oh.
Dog, that shit killed me, dude.
Isn't that adorable?
So cute. She's just like, one nibble, daddy needs some.
I don't know who taught her that because I sure didn't. I'm an only child. I didn't share with shit. So it's like, I don't know where she learned to share stuff. But one day she did. That's why I put the camera there, because yeah. I was like, oh my god, she just naturally shares. So I was like, I need to capture this moment.
This perfect child, dude.
Oh, she's amazing.
I would hate it when children would slobber all over their shit. Yeah. And they would try to feed it to me.
Yeah.
And then I would have to pretend to eat it. One time my friend's kid, grown now, but not grown, but like 7 years old, but yeah. A little kid, loves sharing food with people. Mm. But this kid would get this little fucking eagle claw, grab the food, slobber all over it, and then look at you and then give you the food. And you would, you know, as an adult, if you guys have kids, you would just pretend to eat it.
Yeah, you go, yeah.
This fucking kid's so smart, knows when you're fake eating. Would cry if you wouldn't actually eat the fucking food.
Hilarious.
So he would just, and so happy to give you this fucking fistful of saliva, right? And then you go fake bite and goes, I'm like, fine. And I'm like, I will go a little closer. It's good. Still crying. Bro, I'd eat a fucking slobber fucking little cereal. And then, made this fucking kid's day. I ate so much of that fucking slobber cereal. I hated it so much.
Oh man, when it's your own child, you'll be grubbing on that slobber, dog. Handing that broccoli to me. I didn't give a fuck. I just thought it was the cutest thing, you know. But man, I tell you, baby slobber is different. It's like
pure.
It's so pure, but also so thick. And it's always cold for some reason. The other day, Veda put her like face on my face, and her mouth just happened to land on my eye, and I felt like someone squirted KY jelly into my eye. It was so like just goopy, and I was like,
you're blind all day. I can't see.
Oh man, that shit was crazy.
It actually fixed your vision. You have 20/20 vision now. Oh my god,
that'd be amazing. Do you know babies just have 20/20 vision, you know, cause like they're brand new eyes.
It's fucking perfect.
So it's crazy to think that right now Veda's like vision is better than my vision.
When did you start wearing glasses?
I want to say I was with my ex when I realized I needed glasses. So it was like early 20s.
You just got your eyes fixed? Like, oh, fuck, you're hideous.
No, I was out with her, and just out of curiosity, I was looking up at a street, like a building that was far away that had like lettering on it. And it was at night, and I was like, can you read that sign? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I need glasses. Because I do not know what that says.
And you turned around, it was like some homeless guy. Oh my god, it wasn't even her.
Yeah, my girlfriend's knocked out on the on the street. He's like, are you deaf and blind, sir? Yeah. Literally 2 days ago, me and Shia were taking a walk, and she's like, she pointed at a sign across the street. She's like, can you read that phone number? She's like, because I can't see it at all. And I'm like, yeah. 813. She's like, nope. I'm like, okay, well then no, I can't read that
oh
sign.
Oh my god.
Never mind. But yeah, I definitely, you have LASIK, right?
I was like legally blind. So my was like a negative, I was like a negative 10, negative 11 or something like that, which is like considered legally blind. So
shit.
If I wanted to read this can of seltzer water, right, it would have to be like right here.
For real?
That's how bad it was.
Oh yeah, because your glasses were thick.
They were fucking thick. It was me and Bart. We had like the same vision.
Word.
We were damn near blind, and it was so fucking hard. So everybody knows, if you have like the worst vision on earth, the most annoying thing is like if you fell asleep with your glasses on, and the next day you wake up, and then your fucking frame is all bent out of shape, and then you're looking for your glasses, but you can't see anything.
Oh god.
So you just be blind. One time I had to skip school because I couldn't find my fucking glasses.
Damn, like that?
Because my parents already left to work, and I needed help to find my glasses, so I couldn't find it anywhere, and it was like stuck in some random part of the bed frame where I wouldn't have been able to see it until my parents found it for me.
Crazy.
It fucking sucked. And then I remember when I got the surgery, I woke up the next day and I could see. I was like, dude, I'm gonna be a UFC fighter right now. And it didn't happen, but it was amazing.
Being able to see is crazy.
Dude, it's not, when Mario, God, this is so funny. Mario got her her LASIK, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gave her Vicodin after, mm-hmm. right? Because they literally just lasered like fucking a layer of eyeball skin off.
Yeah.
She was so hopped up on the Vicodin, it was hilarious. She wouldn't pick up her feet when she was walking, so it would just be, you know, smack, 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 smack. But she wouldn't listen to what I was telling her. So I'm like, hey, we have to go to the car. I'm going to take you home. She goes, no, I know where I'm going, right? First of all, we parked on the first floor, on the ground floor.
Okay.
She decides to take an elevator to the roof.
Hilarious.
And I'm like, it's not there. She goes, I know where the car is, right? I'm like, the only way to get to the roof is if you get to the 12th floor, and the 13th floor, you have to go upstairs. I'm like, it's not up there, right? She goes, I know what I'm doing. Goes up. She goes, it's a roof. Comes back down. And there's like a Starbucks at the bottom, and she wants to get a muffin. She grabs a muffin. It's the driest muffin I've ever had in my life, right? And I said, don't get that one. It's this vegan muffin. She goes, I want it. She eats it. Immediately starts coughing.
Oh god,
it's so dry. Starts crying.
Oh god.
Fucking hot mess. I already knew it was gonna be like that, because after she came out, by the way, she wasn't blind or anything. She gets her LASIK, and the first thing she says, she goes, I can finally see. And she starts bawling.
Wow.
And I'm like, you were not blind. You could see before, too. What are you talking about? Fucking maniac.
I want to hang out with Miriam.
It's ridiculous.
Mariel.
Viking and Mariel's a weird Mariel, dude.
Man, it's been so long since I've even seen Chia drunk. Like,
oh, she doesn't do things in excess.
Not anymore. I mean, like, we've been drunk together in the past. Specifically one time, one of my favorite drunk moments with Chia. It was New Year's in LA. We went to some club, drinking, taking shots, whatever, whatever. You know, she doesn't really like to drink like that, but on the rare occasion she would. Now she'll just have like a glass of wine. You know, that's like the most she'll do. She also used to be a beer girl. She was a big beer girl.
This tiny little woman drank beer.
That was her thing. She loved beer.
Really?
And so, anyways, we're in LA for New Year's. And I kept saying, I really want to do something. I really want to try where she sits on the toilet to pee and then I pee in between her legs.
So, this is an example of what I'm talking about. There are no cameras. This is just who he is as a person. He just says these things casually as if, who the fuck can relate to this? Who? And and this is the thing too. She agreed.
Yeah.
She was like, sounds like a plan. Under the sea.
So we got home from the club and I'm like, let's do it. We're at a hotel. She sits down to pee and I peed in between her legs. And it was pretty fucking cool. And I proposed to her right then and there. And that's why I love her, dude. What were we talking about? Oh, yes, but that was the last time. That's one of the last times I really remember being drunk with Chia. And now she's just not about that life at all, you know?
You're so weird. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. This guy's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Yeah, but hey, embrace it and you'll find another weirdo just like you. Maybe a little weirder, and you'll fall in love and make beautiful babies.
And eat Doritos and Kraft Singles and bananas.
Try it, guys. I'm telling you. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Bye.